B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrell Johnson in for Mike Missinelli, 610-632-0975. 3 o'clock hour brought to you by Corpoli's Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays every bit as good. Talking about adjustments today and calls to action. And I was I received a couple of emails during the break. I like to read the emails. And I was told that I had the wrong message at the 2 o'clock hour, which probably tells me I had the right message. I was supposed to be more positive. And I shouldn't have called the idiots in Fishtown idiots, because they're very smart, I was told. So thanks. I just responded with thanks for the feedback. I mean, I took it in. I let it soak in.
Yeah.
So we should call them heroes.
Yep.
Okay. So.
And we should be more positive. Because I did not see a whole lot to be positive about last night in the city.
I guess
it was positive that it wasn't a lot as much going on.
But when I drove by the problem, there was no problem.
Yeah.
There was no problem at the time. There was no problem. I drove by it. There was nothing happening. When you get to somewhere, nothing's going on. Oh, maybe we're not being attacked. Maybe I should. All right, let's see if anybody shows up to loot this part of Frankfurt Ave or Girard Ave.
And then go home.
Don't see the looters.
Right, so go home.
Maybe I should just go home.
Right.
You know what? It looks pretty safe right now. The police are here.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are, you know, going to serve and protect this neighborhood, they're here. They could take care of any potential looters that might come that didn't.
Also, I think that we still have to have some accountability for people. Not everybody's acting the right way. We have to have accountability. We can't. I'm not kumbayaing with everybody. Like, we're going to hold hands and be cool. Everybody can't come. If you're not about the cause, if you're not about being better, if you're going to cause problems, if you're looking to cause problems, you can't then join. I'm trying to have us as large a tent as possible, but it can't be a tent of those guys can't be invited. If you're coming in with bats and axes, stay home.
It's.
I'm sorry, the standards are very
harsh.
But
they will tell you that rioters and looters didn't come because of them.
Yeah, but come on.
They will tell you that.
Come on.
Because I was out there with my softball bat that my 12-year-old was using last year when there wasn't a pandemic, that's why they didn't come.
Sure was. I tell you what.
Because the police with guns weren't enough? They needed your bats?
Come on, man.
Honestly, come on.
That's why we have to adjust. We have to be able to add some level of intelligence to the conversation. We can't just have people acting out like that. Guys who don't care, and you can tell they don't care about the cause because they wouldn't have used the gay slur. They're using the gay slur because they don't care. They just wanted to get attention, and I've already given them too much attention. But the good thing is I'm glad that a couple of them have emailed me to defend themselves. So I'm glad that they did that. Doug in Williamstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
What's up, Doug?
I agree with you. Those other three officers, I still don't understand what was going on. If me and three of my buddies attacked somebody, we're all in the same room, we're all going down for the crime. If none of us tried to stop it, so I don't understand it. So, but anyway, I wanted to ask you also, because I'm American Indian, Tyrone, mm-hmm. and I'm half American Indian, and one of the things that gets me is, and I still don't understand it, like, and I got the whole knee, I get standing up for yourself, but I don't understand how in today's age that there can still be a team in the NFL with that name in Washington. My grandmother used to call it a racial slur. When me and my grandfather would watch the Eagles and Washington games,
you called Anthony with this point. I refer to that team as Washington.
So do I. I never say the other name.
Right, but because people think that it's a slur, I refer to that team as Washington. It's the Giants in the division. It's the Giants, Cowboys, and Washington.
Yeah.
I don't know what else.
And it's funny.
I don't work for the NFL.
Well, yeah.
And I don't rock with the NFL like that. You know I don't rock with the commissioner. Troy Vincent, I think, is a fraud. Like, I don't know what more you want me to say about the NFL that I haven't already said. I think the commissioner and his right-hand man are both frauds. I think the league does everything they can wrong, basically on purpose. I think that the 49ers doing the blackout today We're 49. Y'all doing it? Y'all. Come on.
They should probably, sit this one out.
Any other team. And real fast before we get back to the phones, people were complaining about the Eagles not participating or anything. Apparently, Jeff Lurie did release some form of a statement. They did a big talk, according to the Eagles. They had a big, passionate talk. DeSean Jackson, Carson Wentz, Rodney McLeod, Jackson and Ertz, they were all on the call. It caused some players to speak out. Listen, some of these corporate statements that have become contagious are terrible statements. Some of these statements, it's better to release nothing than the statements that were released. If the Eagles did not have a statement that they thought could be helpful, I'm completely fine with them having no statement at all. Everybody making a statement. Reebok came out with a statement today that I thought was good. Other people come out with statements that I don't think are so good. It's now become just the vogue thing to do.
It's trendy.
I'm not going to say that the Eagles don't care. If any organization has proven that they care relative to the NFL, at least, it's the Eagles that gave their players a lot of freedom to protest and do a lot of things. And the players have responded positively by most of them doing a lot of positive things from that freedom as well. So, but that was something that was floating around social media where it is difficult to be positive. But I'm not going to knock the Eagles. Oh, they didn't come up with a statement like some of these other teams. If they were going to do what the 49ers were going to do, it's better to just not do anything. Because the 49ers got to go slow with that. Go way slow with that. John and Mount Laurel, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tyrone, how you doing?
What's up, John?
I wanted to talk to you about maybe the deployment of bringing the military in to get these streets under control because the police can't control it. And I have 5 police in my family, all the way up to the FBI, and they don't represent this guy. I can tell you that right now. But I wanted to shed a little light because I spoke to one of my brother-in-law this weekend about why the other 3 guys haven't been charged. And you ever hear that expression, that S rolls downhill? They have to make sure that the charges on this main guy stick.
So
they have to make sure.
So they're not going to charge the other 3 until
they're
this
not gonna charge
guy
the other
gets,
3
until this
exactly.
guy is found guilty or not guilty.
No. Until they have concrete evidence in their possession.
You mean like more than the video that's already there?
Yes. They have to make sure it's right, Dyro. They want this guy. Believe me, the Minnesota AG said it last week. They want this guy. This guy's not going anywhere. This guy's never going to see the outside of a prison again. They want him. But they have to make sure they do this right. They just can't say, why wasn't he hit with first-degree murder charges? Because you couldn't prove premeditation before this. Now that they feel that they can prove premeditation, if they can get that to stick in a court of law, they will charge the other 3. And these guys are not going anywhere. That's what people need to understand. They want this guy. This guy is going to be the poster boy of what needs to stop.
Yeah, I believe it when I see it, because there have been other poster boys. Until he's found guilty, I don't believe he will be found guilty, because the trend says, the odds say, he's not going to be found guilty. Blindly go with, oh, yeah, this time, no, I'll believe it when it happens. I saw what was on the video. I saw what was on the video just like everybody else did. I'm not going to blindly just assume, oh, yeah. They'll wait and see. And also, about the military thing, no, I don't agree. No.
See, that gentleman was he sounded like very passionate, and he sounds like they're going to get this guy, and he's going to be the poster child for what needs to change. All he had to do was not kill him.
Then you don't have to worry about anything.
Then you don't have to worry about anything. It's simple. It's
just
simple.
Just put him in a police car.
Just put him in the police car. That's it.
Have him cuffed. The surveillance videos for the security video shows he did not resist. You put him in the back of the car. And that's that. Instead, they chose to go that way. But I am not a person. If I had to put odds on him being found guilty, it's got to be less than 50-50 on history.
And I hear people, and it's like, well, due process and this, that, and the other. Okay, fine. Just don't do it in the first place, and then you won't need due process. Just take your knee off of his neck.
Well, that would, of course.
That would have.
That's
just,
how, like the training says, you can put a knee in the back, you can't put a knee in the neck.
And smush somebody's trachea.
cut off oxygen to the brain. Like, none of that's good, but, you know. Don in Middletown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, Ty and crew? How you guys doing?
Doing all right. How are you, man?
Doing pretty good. I just have two quick points. I hope I have enough time for the second point. It's a short story. But first, I just want to applaud you, you know, and the whole network for your guys' response to some abhorrent actions by your colleague. And I thank you all for just moving about it in the right way. I just want to get that off my chest.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate
it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My second, it's a quick little story. I am a recent college grad. I just graduated this year during this pandemic.
Congratulations.
But I remember, thank you, brother, thank you. All the stuff you guys were talking about, it just reminded me of a situation I had during my senior year of high school. I was on the basketball team, and we went up to a different part of the state. I'm from Delaware. We went up to a different part of the state. We played a team, ended up losing, but the team was calling us all sorts of crazy slurs when we were leaving, and some of our fans got mad.
Yeah.
And one of our faculty members said, the reason why they're calling you this is because you're acting like it. And you know me, I took it right on the chest. But I went to my principal. I had a nice conversation about it and everything. Eventually, nothing happened. But what I thank you guys for doing is having the conversation. I believe that once you have the conversation, conversation breeds knowledge, and knowledge breeds respect. You don't have to agree with everything, but as long as you respect it for what it is, you know, you did your job. So thank you all. I hope you guys have a wonderful Tuesday, and stay blessed. Stay safe.
Well, you too, Don. That excellent call by Don.
That was nice.
It was an excellent call by Don. Yeah. So... it's funny. People mention the conversation. And again, I'm trying to adjust. That's why adjustments is the word of the day. You try to adjust. You try to make changes. You try to have the conversation differently. But what it comes down to with the conversation is there's still, no matter what happens, a certain percentage of people who are uncomfortable having the conversation. I understand that that's a certain reality of, it's just a reality, period. But at the same time, shouldn't those people who are so uncomfortable look at themselves and not at the people who are having the conversation? Shouldn't they kind of look at themselves a little bit more rather than look at everybody else? Like, why are you so uncomfortable having the conversation? Like, if it doesn't affect you in any way, why would it upset you? Like, why does it hit you in a way? And I'm asking, I would love to hear from somebody like that. 610-632-0975. Why does it bother you to have that conversation?
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people who are uncomfortable will turn their head and not have it. And then, how many times have we heard from a caller today and yesterday that said, well, the reason why, you know, we are so angry is because this happens over and over again.
Right.
Because those people that are uncomfortable and then don't have that conversation, they just expect you to stay peaceful.
Right.
Like, oh, well, I mean, you know, another black person died innocently. Well, they'll just have another peaceful protest and we'll move on from there. But then when it happens again and again and again, that's the problem.
Exactly.
That's why it's not peaceful right now.
Exactly.
And that's why a lot of people need to have the uncomfortable conversation. You can't just say, oh, just do what you did last time. Just walk, just have your peaceful protest.
I also think historically, when it comes to really terrible issues, it's easier to pretend like they don't exist. And I think that it's some sort of like coping mechanism for a variety of issues, you know, including like addiction and stuff. It's kind of like you're in denial about it, but it's like we're advancing now to the point where people aren't afraid to speak up for that. People are learning that they shouldn't be afraid to speak up against racism. You know, like we're making progress here where uncomfortable conversations, for whatever reason, for whatever backwards way people thought years ago, it's like this generation, we don't think like that anymore. So we want to talk it out. We want to be better. You know, we want to be there for each other. So I think it's interesting the way that, you know, it's going. And I think it's just progress. And if you sit and you actually are willing to listen to what somebody else has to say, to that caller's point, it's really just educating yourself on the matter to truly understand it. And then again, make the world better. I think about, you know, my niece and my family and, you know, anybody who has to grow up. It's the point is to make the world better for the next generation so that, you know, nobody has to deal with this anymore.
Well, that's what you hope for. But I think some people, and again, I've been calling for everybody to have action. I think some people just thought, only thing I have to do is not be in the Klan, and I'm good. Unfortunately, how you treat people, for example. If you say, oh, well, I'm an ally for black people, and then you treat the black people in your life terribly, you're not an ally. It takes more than just not being in the Klan. That's if we want to solve it. If we don't want to solve it, that's a different kind of deal. Lance in Mount Airy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, I'm Tyrone. How you guys doing today?
Doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good.
I just got two things to say. I had a little run-in with these Fishtown guys yesterday. I'll get to that later. But one of my main points is I hear a lot of people saying that racism is getting worse. It's not getting worse. It's just being filmed now. We're seeing it. And when I think of a lot of these situations, think about the things we don't see. The videos that aren't out there, the people that we can't rally for and everything like that, because that's a small population. I mean, it's a small group of things that we can actually see because there's a whole lot more going on in that we know. And it's just, I look at it, you hear all these people saying riot, riot, riot. It's a difference between rioting and rebelling. Yes. I don't agree with the looting and everything like that, but I understand it because you're rebelling against the law that you don't feel is in, you know, that you're rebelling against people that are supposed to be there to help you, but they throw it in your face every time that they're, you know, it's kind of like we're outsiders, if you get where I'm trying to come from.
Yeah, I get where we're not treated the same in the eyes of the law. That's what a lot of people think, and they're rebelling against that. And exactly. Peaceful protests have not helped that equality.
Not at all. You tried to kneel, you tried to do everything, and they ignored you. So now I look at it, like I said, I don't agree with it, but you got their attention now.
Right. That's why I'm trying to make adjustments now that we have their attention. Let's be smart. Let's keep as many people as possible safe.
Yes. And about these Fishtown guys, I got off work last night. I have a friend that lives in the neighborhood on Tulip Street.
Mm-hmm.
These guys aren't out there trying to protect the neighborhood. They're trying to start trouble.
Yep.
I had a run in because I was just in the neighborhood. I got out of my car and out of nowhere, I hear people saying, hey, what the hell? What are you doing in this neighborhood? Get the hell from around here. We don't need you guys around here. And I'm just like, I didn't say anything to anybody. I just got out my car. They're not trying to protect no neighbor. They're trying to start trouble. And one thing I will say, everybody's tough when you have something in your hand and when you're in a group, in a group of people. But if that's what they're trying to do, I would just say one thing. That's not a problem that they want because, like I said, let the cops do their job. The cops are in fear for their life right now. Everything is going on. But
right, and that puts them more edge. And then inciting, bringing more possible strife to your neighborhood puts cops that are already rightfully on edge that much more on edge. And some of them, again, we don't know which one of them are the good cops and which one of them are the bad cops. We don't know. But I can tell you what, you're not helping the situation by trying to invite some fights. You think they're going to, that everybody's thinking clearly right now? A lot of them are working a lot of overtime.
My God, yeah, the work that the police are putting in right now, and then it's just, why agitate the situation to bring more violence?
Right, and I'm sorry. Well, I'm not sorry, but if I'm going to post to come on today with like a bunch of tulips and daisies, but I can't pretend that was okay. And that if that happens in more neighborhoods, it's going to lead to more death tonight, and I'm trying to avoid that. Trying to avoid that. We can't have that. Let's stand outside and pose for pictures with our guns and with our bats and axes and use gay slurs. That'll show that we're protecting our neighborhood. Like, come on.
That's silly. I mean, when I drove by, I have to be honest, I just rolled my eyes because it's like a very neighborhood thing to do. Like, mm-hmm. That's how, like, growing up in Philly, you grab, like, it played out horrifically in my childhood what men who take baseball bats to other people, what that does.
It's not.
You know, like, it's just such like a dumb neighborhood thing that we should probably let go of that mentality.
During a pandemic and this much trouble, perhaps you don't need to add more to it. Kiara in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how are you doing today?
All right, how are you?
I'm good. I'm actually not a sports fan, but my husband left your station on a couple weeks ago, and I listen to it every day, and I just love the interaction you have.
Thank you. Thank you.
My biggest thing is, with everything that's going on as minorities in our community, the best thing we can do at this point is build each other up. That is spending with your own people, shopping in the stores around your neighborhood. Stop putting all your money in these corporations and start shopping with the people that you know that have these small businesses. Everything starts in the house. Most of these kids that are out here rioting and causing all this trouble, where are their parents at? Like, why aren't these kids? I'm watching the news and everything. I'm like, look at all these kids. And I'm young. I'm 30 years old. Mm-hmm. I have two kids. And I'm like, I wish my kids would be out at this time of night doing these types of things. I seen in Upper Darby, a parent actually turned their kid in that came home with stuff they weren't supposed to. And I commend that parent, because as parents, it's up to us to raise our children to be better for the world and the generations to come. And it starts at home. If you're not taking care of your kids and telling your kids to be good people, do good things, what do you expect the world to become? And
it's, well, you're absolutely right. I don't know why any kid was out. If you're going to do protests, that's got to be grown folks.
Yeah, I don't understand. It's unsafe. And then they're like, oh, we're going to do all this. And they're complaining about police using force. You think you're doing more protesting, but the police have more, they have more ability to give more force than yep. we would ever think we could.
We're not going to, so, if you think you're not going to outgun the police, you're not going to outgun the police.
They're not going to outgun, oh, well, they're doing all these things, pepper spray. Well, that's what they're supposed to do. That's what they're going to do to gain control. And the protesting, I get the protesting, but the best thing as the black community is to stand with your people. Other races, other people, they stick in their community. The Asians all work together. White people all work together. As blacks and minorities, we do not work together. And that's the biggest problem out here. You see your friend selling something down the street. Oh, I'm not going to go shop with them. They have enough money. I'm going to go over here to Walmart. Well, Walmart has way more money than your friend could ever have. Why not support the people that you know and the people in your community to build your community up?
I hear you, Kiar. I hear you. But that is one thing. If adults are out there protesting, that's one thing. Kids, especially in these times, can't be out in these streets. They can't.
Or should you bring your kid with you?
Right.
I've seen too many parents bringing their kids, and the kids, like, there have been kids that have gotten pepper sprayed.
Yeah. Now, probably got to use a little restraint there. You don't just pepper spray.
You shouldn't pepper spray.
A 5-year-old.
No, you should not do that.
What do you pepper spray at a 5-year-old? Like, you were that afraid of the 5-year-old? Like, come on. But you're right. Like, we got to have a certain level of reality. In a perfect world, you can bring your kid to the... And we have to separate some of the peaceful protests. It's about the time of day.
Right.
3:00, you can bring your kid. Come, when it gets close to curfew, if your kid is out, you know it's going to be heated. Why would you put your kid in that position? And you should make sure your kids' butts are at home before the curfew. If you're grown and you want to break the curfew peacefully, I can't stop you. That is the way people peacefully protest. But you can't have your kids out there after curfew. You should be held responsible for that. Have your kids at home. Keep your kids safe, because you don't want one of your kids to lose their life. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic,
NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. 610-632-0975. Now it's time to update our Twitter poll, and that's brought to you by Paul B. Moyer and Sons.
Thanks, Ty. Today's poll has over 1,100 votes on it. Will you make adjustments in your life? 64% say yes, 36% say no.
Yeah, I saw in some of the replies, people were like, if you're living everything perfect now, do I say no? You're not living your life perfect now. Nobody's living their lives perfect right now. Everybody could be doing more. Again, if you want to avoid this. Now, there are people out there who absolutely would not like to avoid this. They focus on the consequences of the actions, but don't focus on what led to those consequences. And they get bothered that I'm trying to solve it so that we don't get more looting. How do you avoid more looting? By listening to people in the first place. So I don't know how, I can't speak for how people live are living their lives, but I think everybody can do a little bit better. Athlete, non-athlete, you name it, they could be doing a better job. Hussein in Delaware, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Yeah, how you doing, Tyrone?
All right, how are you?
Hello to you and to your crew over there. I'm going to give my take on this, why I believe that it's been so difficult over the years, the decades, to get white America to buy into the helping to stop the inequality between white America and black America.
All right.
And I spent some time working for the Department of Corrections, and in the prison system, you have a lot of people from different economical circumstances, to well off to poor, black and white. And one of the things that you find is that even in the prison system, white America still expects privilege. They're used to getting privilege. And
how so? Explain how in the prison system. Explain it to me, because I don't know.
Well, in the prison system, there's a lot of restrictions in the prison system.
Yeah.
And what you find a lot of times when white America, who's not been part of that system, first comes into that system, they don't expect to be treated the same. I mean, your life has been restricted greatly when you're in the prison system.
Right. And you're saying that in your experience, the white inmates think that they should get more privileges than the black inmates.
Yeah, I think. So what happens you have going in America today, and what's going on for centuries is, and I use the analogy I used with your producer when I first called, that if say me and Andrew there had a similar job working for the station there, and Andrew made $10,000 more than I did, doing pretty much the same thing. And I try to get Andrew to sign on to going to our boss and saying we should have equality. We should get paid the same amount of money. Well, to get Andrew to sign on, if Andrew agrees to that and the boss agrees to it, there's only a couple possibilities. One is, if Andrew makes $10,000 more than I do, I'll make $10,000 more. It didn't affect Andrew at all.
Okay.
The other equality may mean that Andrew loses $10,000 and he starts making what I'm making. Or the boss might say, I'm going to take $5,000 from you, Andrew, and give it to him. So Andrew doesn't have any reason to help me, but equality may hurt him. And if
you I get what you're saying, but yes, in that scenario, but what a company could do and what all companies should do is just hire the best people. Just always hire the best people. Hire the best people. And then you don't have to worry about that. If many jobs, maybe not now with all the strife that's going on in the world, but if you get a yearly raise of 3-4%, if you start before somebody, something like that, but if you just hire the best people, you don't have to worry about all of that. But yeah, I mean, taking away $10,000 from somebody or taking $5,000 away, that is different than privilege, because I wouldn't let somebody just take money from me and give it to somebody else for equality. Nope. I don't blame you. Listen, Andrew and Natalie, if equality means all of a sudden they're going to just randomly start sucking money out your check and giving it to somebody else, vote no. All right, keep your money in your check. They're going to have to come out of money of their check and give it to the person who's deserving. But hiring deserving people is part of the deal. Now, I must say, if I can be honest, yesterday, people were a little too agreeable. On social media, they were a little too agreeable, like in the email. And that told me that clearly I wasn't challenging people enough in their thinking. Let's just say that today's been different.
Well, in what way?
People are very upset. Because today so far I've called people names. Yep, and I stand by every name I called those fish down people. Every one of them. I should have called them more names. And the person that ran up in a gun store. Like, I'm sorry. Like, we got to be smart about that. And that that I should stick to sports. I was waiting for a stick to sports.
Oh, you got one.
I didn't get a single one Friday.
Oh.
I get a single one Monday. I finally got a stick to sports today.
Wow, I've been getting it for the last like week. That's all people say to me, stick to sports. They don't like to hear what I have to say anyway. Nobody wants to hear what I have to say anyway.
And then I feel bad because my wife gets upset that people are like mean to me. So then I have to tell her, listen, I'm okay. You're okay. So we're okay.
Now, and
I respect her.
I read
she's
this.
She's not using an account. Like, she's just upset herself.
I read this.
But I don't want her to be upset. But it's the deal.
I read this somewhere.
What'd you read?
A long time ago. A long, long time ago, and I internalized it. If you don't want people to talk about your bad behavior, then maybe you should just act better.
Okay. Yeah.
Read that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Nobody made people go stand on Girard Ave with bats.
No.
You know, nobody advised to go rob a gun store. Nobody advised to go blow up an ATM.
Right, like
these are independent actions that you're taking that are causing more problems.
That I'm trying to avoid in the interest of keeping people safe, because from the very beginning, that's the number one goal: human life. Now, I'm sorry for some people out there that I am not as attached to property as I am to human life. I'm going to keep that moral compass, though. Life is going to be above property all the time. Just so you know. If you think differently, that is your opinion. But life is going to be higher for me than property.
Yeah, like you said yesterday, you can replace the broken window.
Can't replace another life. This is not hard. Like this is, I think that's the moral thing to do. Yeah. If your house gets robbed, it's terrible. Terrible. You lost things. If you get shot and killed, that's worse. Bill in Allentown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good afternoon, Tyrone. Thank you guys for being there this whole time during the pandemic and giving everyone a platform.
No, listen, this is the point of the station. I'm glad. I'm happy to give everybody a platform.
Well, thank you for that. And you guys are really making a difference out there and getting things off people's chest. And, you know, the white privilege thing, I think it's more than white privilege. I think it's privilege in general that's going on out there. People are angry.
Yes.
But if you look closely, you know, there's a vast diversity of protesters, the white, black, Hispanic. I think the inequality is right on, but I think this is more economic driven.
It's not.
And I think it's hidden.
It's not.
I think these privileges are hidden in our justice system. I think it goes up to the judges who cover for the medical examiners on these contradicting reports on how people died in custody. I think it goes further than the cops.
It could. That's possible. Like, I can't. It could. I don't know. I know that it, regardless, it has not been effective. The system has not been working the way it's supposed to work. If it goes higher, then it goes higher. But it's one thing at a time. Like, if cops are not, if things like George Floyd don't happen, then the judges don't have to deal with such things. You don't have to cover up. If you think medical examiners, as you mentioned, are doing cover-ups, they don't have to do a cover-up if there's no cop murdering anybody in the street. Then you don't have to worry about the cover-up.
You're absolutely right. If the cop knows that they're not covering for him, they're not going to act that way. They feel the ultimate, you know, hide behind the badge at that moment, and they're kind of untouchable.
That's what's going to be tested. I know that there are a lot of people who think that this time will be different. I hope this time will be different. I do not know if this time will be different. Like, I really don't. I wish I knew. I wish I can be confident and say, oh, yes, for sure, this time will be different. I have no idea. I'm hopeful, but I don't know for sure. And before we go to break real fast, Ben Simmons really going out on a limb, really going out there, really speaking about the president, really speaking out. I do wonder, they talk about Simmons and Embiid, and there are a lot of people out there that think there can only be one true leader on the team. There has to be one alpha, and the other guy has to take a secondary role. I do wonder if this outspokenness from Ben Simmons is part of him having some natural leadership. I don't know. This will all play out. We'll find out in the future. Joel Embiid was very vocal right away when the Sixers did the initial pay cut. He came out right away. And I think it's fine for have as many leaders, have as many people out there trying to do the right thing as possible in a locker room, in an office, whatever it may be. But it is significant to me that Wentz and Simmons, the two guys, arguably the two top athletes in the city, and now Bryce Harper wrote a really long post on his Instagram. These top athletes are feeling the need to speak about things that aren't just in between the lines. I don't think that that's nothing. I think that'll be significant, and I hope that it pays off for all of us and all of them in the future. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The
Fanatic. NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. 610-632-0975. Been trying to have a conversation. The word of the day is adjustments. And what adjustments we can make in behavior going forward to avoid this situation happening again. And that is both in the short term and in the long term. And somebody emailed, Andrew, I want you to respond to this. Before we get back to the phones, Mike and Mount Air, you will be next. Person emailed and said that the reason that white people don't want to have this conversation is they're afraid that they'll be called racist. So I don't want to speak on that, being that I'm not a white guy. Do you think that is the real reason that people are uncomfortable having this conversation is because they are afraid of being called racist?
Yeah. So I'm guessing this email was on the perspective of I disagree with the looting.
No, I'm not even. They what, disagree like with everything. They disagree with everything about the conversation.
Oh, okay, so they disagree with everything.
Yeah, they're saying that they're terrified of saying the wrong thing for fear of being labeled racist. Therefore, the conversation doesn't lead anywhere. But some of that conversation, though, could be happening. I think people don't get it. I think they want to have that conversation with black people. The conversation doesn't necessarily have to be with me. You can have that conversation with another white person.
Right.
So why would you? You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying a lot of the conversations that need to be happening no longer need to include black people at all.
Right.
A lot of those conversations need to include white people on white people's own time. So why would you be afraid of being called racist if you're talking to another white person about this?
Yeah, and that makes no sense. And part of it is listening to a non-white person, right? Part of it is listening to you. You know, as a black man, it's listening to how you feel. But, I think
what we have to start doing is challenging these beliefs, whatever they are that you had, to kind of respond to the message that is being sent right now. So, you know, whoever that emailer was, if he's saying, I'm afraid to be called racist, well, what is it that you actually want to say that may lead to you being called racist?
That's a good question.
What is it that you want to say? Because if you're saying something and it could be misconstrued as racist, perhaps you need to challenge where that's coming from.
Right. The other thing he said was that I find peculiar is that he's 100% sure this officer will be found guilty. But based on what?
Right.
Yeah, that's the part I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I have talked to people because I've been having this conversation with a lot of people. And there are people that are upset with the rioting. They're upset with the looting. And
yeah.
I'm upset with it, too, because I think there are some innocent stores, right? Like, we've talked about, I feel bad for the small business owner who is, might go out of business in general because of the pandemic, and then they're going to go back to their store, and everything they own is gone, and all any money that they may have left is gone, right? That's all done, and their business, their hard-earned money, the hard work they put together in that business is done, and I feel terrible for that person.
Yes.
But it's also fair to listen to the conversation and hear, all right, there are, A, there's groups of people that are just doing it just to do it.
Yes.
Right?
Like that aren't even a part of this.
Has nothing to do with protests, has nothing to do with politics. It's, oh, look, I have an opportunity to go cause havoc, so I'm going to go do it.
This is turning into, you know, it's a racial challenge, but this is an American challenge now that we're faced with as Americans to really, like I keep saying, internalize and challenge yourself and your beliefs to kind of get to the other side, if that makes sense, to kind of understand where your fellow American is coming from here, because that's what is the crux of this issue.
And the other thing that he said was unfair, and I stand by this one, I don't think it's enough anymore. If you want to avoid this happening again, I keep saying, if you're cool with this happening every couple of years and people just blowing stuff up and people dying and all that stuff, if you're cool with it, that's your business. But if you want to have change, I don't think it's enough to just not be in the Klan yourself. I think that it absolutely is the responsibility. And if this is unfair, I want you guys to please tell me. And Booney as well, if this is unfair, please correct me. I do not think it's okay anymore to just let a racist person be racist around you and you not say anything. If you still are friends with that person, then I think you're part of the problem if you're a white person, because that person's not going to come out and say it to a black person in that way. They're going to do us harm in some way. Not hire us, not seat us at a table, except from minor to major, or kill us. Like, I don't think it's enough anymore to just not be, I'm not racist. If someone says something racist around you, and he's your friend, you know him, I think you do have a responsibility to do something going forward if you want to avoid this. Is that an unfair bar? Is that an unfair thing that I'm asking?
No, and the morning show was actually preaching that yesterday. Like, that was their message. Like, Mark heard it from someone.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm in here getting ready for Anthony's show, so I'm hearing the stuff that they're saying. And the quote that they got from, it was like a chef, somebody that's a chef somewhere in Philly, it says, it's no longer good enough to just not be a racist.
Right.
It's now like my duty as a non-racist white person is to also, you know, talk to people who do have racist thoughts, or whether it's just talk to them or just completely push them out of your life.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to try to talk to them first, hopefully.
Yeah,
now,
you try to change hearts and minds. I don't know if it's possible.
Right.
I don't know. I think sometimes I don't know, but I don't spend a lot of time trying to reform racists.
Right. Well,
and maybe it's very easy to do. I don't know.
And you said it's the minor to the major. That's what you explained it as. But but the minor is the major. And
I'm just trying to. Like,
No. Live, I know. So. But I'm trying to give it to other white people for perspective. The minor is now the major, because if you go into a restaurant, you shouldn't be seated in a certain space because you're black. If you apply for a job, Because you're black, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't get it. That's not minor. That is the major. And when those changes start, that's when the goal is reached. It's kind of simple.
I hope so. But again, I just want to address it. I wanted you guys to address it. Again, I'm saying that if you want change, then if somebody's around you making some racial joke around you, you might have a responsibility to say, hey, that joke's not cool. If that is too high a bar, I am sorry for inconveniencing you. I don't think that's too high a bar. Mike in Mount Airy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike? John in Broomall, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How you doing, John?
Yeah, I agree with a lot of things that you're saying. I think really what it's going to come down to is everyone has to look within themselves. And like you said, if you look at that video on what happened and come up and have an opinion on the other side that it was anything but wrong, that's a problem. Just as if you look at the looting,
you know, from one of your callers earlier said, you know, I don't agree with the looting, but I understand. That's a bad excuse.
Well, hold on, John. So let me ask you then. If it's a bad excuse, tell me what protests will save my life.
The protest, I'll tell you what would work. I think would work.
Yeah, right? Tell me which protest would save my life. Because none in American history have worked so far. So, John, you're about to save
me. Is the looting, and believe me, I'm not saying, I understand what's going on. But is the looting saving your life?
No. But neither is anything else, is my point. Nothing is saving my life.
Right, and I agree with you on that. So, but my point, what I think would work is in all these major cities,
mm-hmm.
get 10,000, 15,000 people go to the center of the city every day and sit down and block blocks and blocks of traffic, whether it's nonviolent. They're going to have to do something. Something's going to get done.
No. That's been tried, John. That's been tried so many times, John. That's been tried. See, this is what I mean. The looting is bad. Everybody knows the looting is bad. No one can pretend that the looting is good. But that idea of blocking traffic, Google, that's been done a lot of times. They tried that yesterday. They got tear gas. They got up out the road. Didn't save anybody's life. That doesn't work. Like, this is what I mean. Like, I'm all for, again, the looting, I think it's without saying that looting's bad. But all I'm asking is, and I've been waiting for this from every intelligent or dumb or whatever person I've come across, is tell me what protest would guarantee my safety. And if you have it, I will absolutely be part of implementing it. But blocking traffic, that's been done for 100 years and doesn't work. It just flat out, that would, Martin Luther King blocked traffic. Can you get him on for the 5 o'clock hour, Andrew?
No.
No, you can't get him on? He's busy, is he booked?
No, he's dead.
Oh, so it didn't work. No. It didn't save his life blocking traffic. Damn. Well, on the other side, talking about Ben Simmons, and also I wanted to talk about him, just his experience through all of this, as a man who lives in this city and grew. It's Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Inquirer, 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.